MTV Cast.
Hey, MTV Cast, this is Peter calling in from El Paso, Texas. Finished up this morning at, I believe it was 9:38. Finished the race with a big 260-mile push through the night from about 3 miles outside of Horse Springs. Started at 5 a.m. yesterday. Got to Solar City that night. Headed out for the last section. I have to say that Super Road, the dirt road through the night, was one of the highlights of the ride for me. It was once you get up onto the Continental Divide, it just seems to go down, and then it has a few intermittent quarter-mile climbs mixed in, and it's pretty cool to do that in the dark with all the rabbits and hares flying across the trail. Very relaxing. But afterwards, really struggled staying awake. I had bought two extra strength 5-hour energies. One of them kept me wide awake and alert for that Super Road section, but afterwards, once you get to deeper and there's that 8 mile or so dirt road that connects you to the pave to the border, those miles just, I was really struggling to stay awake, partially falling asleep on the bike quite a bit, and ended up having to take probably two, and maybe it might have been three times, I just pulled over to the side of the road and set a 5-minute timer and just laid on my back just to kind of get some energy back and try to help stay awake on the bike. It kind of helped, not a whole lot, but eventually I kind of woke up once the sun started coming up. But the miles were very long once I got into that 65 miles to go section of pavement. Seemed to just drag on and on. And some sections, you look at the map and it's pretty much completely flat. You think it'll just blow right through it. It just took forever. Little headwind did not help at all. Not what I was looking for at the end of the race, but added a little extra challenge to the end of the race for some more accomplished feeling, I guess. Had a good surprise at the border. I was expected to get picked up and shuffled back to Hachita, but actually didn't realize it till I was about 5 feet away. It was my dad at the border. He was crying. He had grown out his beard a little and was wearing a hat to kind of disguise himself. So I had to get within 5 feet to even realize it was him. So that was a good surprise. Had a wonderful race. I made my goal of 21 days. That was a great accomplishment. But I have to say, one of the things I was most happy with was being able to stay happy throughout most of the race. Definitely had parts of the race where I didn't want to be there and wasn't having a great time, but I really tried to limit those and was able to do that pretty well. Really enjoyed meeting a lot of the riders out there. I think there was a group of probably 10 or 15 guys that I yo-yoed with throughout a lot of the race and got to talk to those guys a lot at stops or intermittently on the trail. Really had a good time chatting with them. To all the riders still out there, wish you the best of luck. Hey, just got cut off there. wishing the rest of the riders the best of luck with the rest of their races, and hoping the New Mexico heat doesn't get to them too bad. I have to say that after the race back in 2013, when I did this with my dad, I was pretty sick and not in great shape afterwards. And for a while, I wanted nothing to do with the Tour Divide or really bikepacking in general. But I have to say that almost immediately, I'm thinking of things I could have done more efficiently, and some of the experiences out there. So I think that may bode well for another attempt in the future. We'll have to see. I really had a great time this time. Yeah. So that's my final call-in for the 2017 Tour Divide. Maybe I'll be back again. We'll have to wait and see. Thank you. Bye.